Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You love to bash his sports takes.
Now, will you feel like an idiot if you're you're a big tough guy this morning?
But you really love to voice your displeasure for his music choices.
He stumbled on an issue that I did not think would generate this much passion and discussion.
It's time for Jake's questionable song of the day on Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Song of the Day, The Finer Things by Steve Winwood. 464-568-51 is bad. 10 is good. Text your rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day. Once again, your song of the day, The Finer Things by Steve Winwood. 464-568-51 is bad, 10 is good. Texture rating on the Sauter Heyman Jewelers Song of the Day.
Okay, that was pleasant, and it was a surprise. It was so unpleasant. I am pleasantly surprised.
I have played Steve Winwood, but I've never played that song.
No, you haven't. What songs have you played?
I have played, I'm sure, Higher Love.
Yes.
I have played for sure Back in the High Life again, which was an absolute treat that day. And probably Valerie I played.
If you do say so yourself.
Oh, that song is so good. That song is so good.
That's a good song. That's a pleasant song. I'm going to give that a straight 7. 7. Good.
Within the first 2 seconds, you said, oh, yeah, you're back.
Yeah, you're back. Yeah. Yeah, yesterday was what? You won't remember. Neither will I.
No, it was very Jaded forgetful. By Aerosmith.
Oh, God.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
What was wrong with that song?
Harrison.
He liked the he liked the theme of it.
Harrison, our executive producer, liked it. I'm going to guess. You go ahead and guess first on Harrison, executive.
Not
producer.
Not high
on this.
I don't think he's a Winwood guy.
What do you think?
Yeah, I'm going to go like 2.6. Although his scores have been higher recently.
Yeah, I think it's higher than 2.6. I'm going to say he's in the mid threes. 3.5.
Oh, 3.1. Different but terrible. Thank you. I like the very...
What do you mean terrible?
I told you would not like that. I knew it.
Hey, I heard Kid Cudi the other day when I was driving.
It was what
I expected.
What, different but terrible?
This is not in my like genre that I would typically go to. It was fine. It was fine. Okay, he said that song is terrible.
He said different, but terrible. I guess a terrible difference.
I really appreciate your honesty, Harrison.
Yeah, please never change that.
Please don't ever change that.
Text line, Harper 9, Harper's dad a 3, DC Dale a 9. Michael in Carolina says 0.9, not good at all. Jennifer, Great Wednesday song at 8.
Great Wednesday? I wonder what makes that a Great Wednesday song.
I think people like
chill.
People like Steve Winwood.
Chill.
Okay. Wow. You got a guess for John in Des Moines.
John in Des Moines, who likes classic rock. Steve Winwood falls under the category of classic rock.
Is that really rock music? Would you ever consider that as classic rock? That song?
Well, what is it? Easy listening?
Yeah. It's like yacht rock, basically.
Well, yacht rock.
Yeah, but it's different. Classic rock and yacht rock are different.
I consider Pablo Cruz to be rock music.
Yacht rock.
But it's rock.
But it's not classic rock. Come on. People would hear me out on that.
Okay, I wonder about that. Anyway, so John probably didn't like it because you're giving me a hint there. He likes it a little Bob Seger and just a little more classic rock. I'd say he gave it a 4.
He gave it a 7. Good pop song by a great artist. I'm shocked by that.
Pop rock.
Shocked.
Pop rock.
Pop rock. That's what he is, yes. 7.8 from Willard. John in Omaha, 6.2. Scott says, it's a no from me, dog. Randy Jackson style.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Well, that's a 1.
Okay, DOG.
4.5 from Sanderson and 7 by unnamed text.
Sanderson's still with us.
Yes, thank you, Sanderson.
Sanderson is still with us.
And on that note, it is time for the mailbag. We have several submissions today for the mailbag.
Do we really?
From Michael, starts off, this is for you, Sip. We probably had a version of this before, but you can answer it. He says, who has the best and who has the worst stadium press box?
Oh, okay. Best. Best stadium press box it's difficult because there's a lot of great ones. Now that food comes into play
here. It does.
Here.
Has to.
You can't, for instance, Michigan State's, I'll give you for instance, Michigan State's got a great press box. Spacious, good seating. It has rolling chairs, you know, like they roll. They're not stationary. But you have to pay for the food, which knocks it out. You literally have to pay in the press box. It's not a free meal. True story.
What?
Yeah. True story.
What kind of world is this?
Yeah. Okay, so it's a great
press
box.
Pays
but
for
you
food?
But you have to pay. So I'm going to say, you know what I'm going to say? I'm going to go to Oregon.
Okay.
Oregon.
Autzen Stadium.
Autzen Stadium has a very spacious open-air press box. It's a gorgeous press box. It's a gorgeous scene. They have I don't know exactly. I can't remember exactly what the meal was, but they had key lime pie that was like out of it seemed like it was out of a restaurant, a fancy restaurant. And the meal was really good, and the view was incredible. And like I said, it was super clean and nice. So I'm going Autzen Stadium, and you, it's easy to say the bad one. It's Penn State by a long way, by a long.
Is it just because of the walk to the stadium?
No,
the stadium?
You'd have to see it to believe how bad it is.
The press box is actually bad.
You know, for instance, like Schaefer would tell you, the table that on which you put your computers, like. It's at your knees, so it's really like you feel like you're sitting in a fifth grader's seat, you know. And then the food line is way at the other end of the press box. It's really tight quarters and decrepit. There is nothing good about that experience, and that is part of the badness. But it's. By and large, though, in the Big Ten, the press boxes are fabulous.
Yeah, I remember in 2012 when I was in college, I went to Ohio State.
Yeah,
and
nice.
I got a McFlurry there.
Yeah.
They had a McFlurry for free.
Ohio State's not high-end nice, but it's nice. Ohio State's interesting because they separate, as does Michigan State, the local media and the incoming media. So you don't really see the local media because they're in another area. I think that's Ohio State.
I wasn't very...
Okay, I might be wrong about that at Ohio State. Michigan State, that's for sure.
I wasn't very impressed with Colorado's press box.
No, that was
pretty,
old-timey.
Pretty old-timey.
Yeah, pretty old-timey.
I was in a different place also at that point, but...
Yeah, you were at a different place. I'm surprised you even remember the press
box. But I still
box.
Remember it was pretty old-timey and not impressive at all.
Yeah, it's not... I mean, people look for different things in a press box. Let's move on. Because
okay, last one. We're out of time here. From Husker X. Says, what is the dumbest way you've ever been injured?
Go ahead.
When I was a kid, I was like probably first grade. You know, my sister was in third grade. Like, she'd do this thing where she'd get on her back and like launch me up in the air off her feet, and she launched me high in the air, and I came down wrong and pretty much busted my wrist in first grade.
Okay, that's a good
stupid
one. Now I got a really good one. Stupid. I got, unfortunately, a really good one.
Okay.
This is a true story, and I know where it happened. It was at 33rd and Vine. 33rd and Vine. And I sneezed. You know how I sneeze sometimes?
No.
You know, those
violent sneezes.
Violent, excessive sneezes. And I pulled a muscle in my rib cage, and it had me unable to work out for 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Yeah. I couldn't do anything for 2 weeks because I pulled a muscle in my rib cage with a pronounced sneeze. Yes. Pulled a muscle, and it hurt like hell. It did.
Very painful.
Yeah, it was. I thought I punctured a lung. So that was that. I was out. I was literally down for 2 weeks.
2 weeks because of a sneeze.
Not down, but I couldn't do it.
That is a pretty embarrassing injury.
Yeah, thank you, Jake.
So, well.
Do we have more?
Oh, we have more, just way out of time.
All right, we got to get.
Always. Oh, we have way more.
Why don't you preview the next segment?
Well, we have, we're going to ask Parker Gabriel a question at 7:30. Yep. We'll tease what that question is. And also, there is a basketball game tonight. Nebraska plays NC State, 6:15 p.m. in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Some thoughts on that next, an early break in the ticket.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.